Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of Weekdays with Murph. As most of you know, a dear friend of the show, Cadence, of Runaway Angel, was recently diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and will be undergoing a bone marrow transplant. We're joined today by Cadence's friend and Runaway Angel bandmate Stacy to talk about a benefit concert on Sunday in Toronto. The girls of Runaway Angel seriously have always been so incredibly good to me over the years, so I figured it was more than time to return the favor. My guest co-host for this one is my buddy Kevin from K-Dub Hit Country, and I believe we have a caller. Hold on 1 second, and I'll bring him on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just gonna bring on my co-host real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Kev, what's up, buddy?
Murph, good evening. How's it going, my friend?
It's going well. I'm getting ready for the show. And we've already got our special guest on the line.
Awesome.
But thank you for joining me today, Stacy.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Now, but before we get into this, I just wanted to say it's been so long since I've physically spoken to any of you girls. I mean, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. You as well.
I think the last time I talked to any of y'all was back in 2017, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think it might have been Cadence, actually.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, I was so nervous for that interview. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you.
Yeah, why?
But the reason I asked you on today is you guys are throwing a benefit concert for at Cadence tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, we are in Toronto at a place called the Rockin' Horse. We're throwing a fundraiser, yeah, a benefit concert for Cadence.
So just kind of talk about that a little bit. Who all's playing, how much tickets are, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. Well, actually, I'll just go back a little ways and say the reason. I don't know if you've mentioned this, but our lead singer, Cadence Grace, was diagnosed with CML, chronic myeloid leukemia, last year. And she actually has to undergo a transplant, a bone marrow transplant, in March, in a couple weeks. So it's very expensive, like the post care. You know, I know it's expensive in the States too. We luckily have the surgeries and all that covered, but you need, you know, 24/7 home care afterwards, and the medication is very expensive and everything that kind of goes with that. So we're fundraising to kind of help her out over the next year so she doesn't have to stress financially. So it's being held at Rockin' Horse, which is a bar in Toronto, from 3 to 7 p.m. And we have Jessica Mitchell, Eric Etheridge, Leah Daniels, Genevieve Fisher, Chris Barkley, Ben Hudson, Julia Haggerty, and Kelsey Main all performing, and the Small Town Pistols all performing. So it's going to be a great event. Everyone's been donating their time. Everyone's donated. We've had a ton of silent auction prizes donated, so it should be a really good event.
Awesome. Now, I've been following Cadence's story for years. I mean, prior to all this happening, and I've got to tell you, it's kind of a funny coincidence, but the song that made me a fan of you guys was called "Our Story," and ever since then, I've got both your albums, and I just play them constantly. My mom is a huge fan.
Thank you.
Pretty much everybody in my family is a big fan of you guys, but beyond the music side of things, you guys have been just so incredibly good to me personally.
Well, thank you. Well, we try. We try to be nice to everyone.
And when I first heard about Cadence's diagnosis, I said to myself, I said, you know, I've got the platform to be able to do something, albeit obviously not financially, to help you guys out, but I've got the platform to get the word out about this. Crap, I'm going to do it. So.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much.
You know, and I've seen this multiple times, and I've said this on the show multiple times too, but the country music community as a whole really wraps their arms around their own, don't they?
Definitely, definitely do. I've been, you know, I've seen this now firsthand trying to plan this event. It actually came together so seamlessly, mainly because everyone we reached out to was like, yes, what can I do? How can I help? What can I donate? You know, it's been absolutely amazing to see.
And I've actually kind of been the recipient of that myself. On my indie country radio show, which I've played you guys numerous times on that show, I decided to bring on guest co-hosts from the country music industry, friends of mine and stuff, you know, and everybody I reached out to automatically said yes, and I'm thinking,
Aww. Wow,
this is pretty cool, so.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't know if my co-host knows this, Kevin, but I've got to tell you, buddy.
What?
And everybody out there listening, if you guys haven't heard of Runaway Angel, you're absolutely missing out. I mean, these girls are just incredibly talented.
Well, Murph, I did my research. And I've been listening to them, and I gotta tell you, you're absolutely right. They have a great set of vocals. Their music's untouchable. And if you haven't heard of them yet, you need to find out more about them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, guys.
I honestly, the first time I heard y'all sing, I honestly thought y'all were related. Y'all harmonize and blend that well.
Oh, no. Thank you.
But,
yeah,
another question.
Nice to.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's so nice to perform on stage, the three of us, because we, you know, when you find like the pocket of the harmonies and stuff like that, it's such a great feeling.
I did want to ask too. Was this, about this benefit show, was it all your idea, or did anybody else in the band have anything to do with it?
It was actually Ben Hudson, who's a fellow artist in Ontario. Like, we, when Cadence was diagnosed, we obviously were like, you know, what can we do? And in the summer, it was an idea we tossed around a couple different times, like, should we do a fundraiser yet? And she just always kind of said, you know, maybe not yet, maybe it's not time. And it's probably a good thing that she said that, because if we would have done it in the summer, like, maybe we'd have to do it again now, just to raise money. But sorry, am I still there? I thought maybe I lost you, but am I still here?
No, you're good.
Yeah? Okay, sorry.
So we
did toss around the idea, and then when it was brought to the table that she had to have a transplant, a different artist wanted to do like a donor drive, and it was just really too last minute. We were trying to make it work before Christmas, and then about a month ago, Ben Hudson, who's also performing tomorrow, reached out to me and was just like, hey, you know, I really want to do something more, but obviously I can't contribute anymore financially, like, but we can put a fundraiser on. And I was like, you know what? Yes, like, now is the time. Let's do it. And I had a lot of time on my hands over the last month, but it worked out really good. And, yeah, within, like, 48 hours, we kind of had the venue, and we already had a ton of artists who agreed to play, and some door prizes starting those conversations, and silent auction items. So it happened so fast, and we're sold out, which is amazing. So my goal is to raise, you know, another $10,000-$15,000 for her, and I really think we'll hit that goal.
Absolutely, and I'm issuing a challenge to anybody out there that's listening. Please donate what you can. I mean, whether it's $1, $5, please donate what you can. Because I've got to be honest with you, Stacey. I love y'all to death. When I heard about all this going on, it broke my heart that I couldn't contribute financially. It absolutely broke my heart. But we're doing what we can, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, it's hard that, you know, financially is what you ask of people. But honestly, like you said, $1, $5, like, it goes such a long way to helping somebody. Like, you know, it might be a year before she can work again. She might never be able to work again. Everyone reacts to a transplant so differently that it's so hard to say, you know, she'll need 2 months of care. She'll need a year of care. So anything helps, and anything lessens the financial and just the mental stress. Like, I can't even imagine getting diagnosed with something like this, and then on top of that, thinking you need, you know, $50,000-$60,000 or however much just to get you through the year, just to, you know, okay, you get to have this transplant and you survive, but then after that, in order to stay healthy. So, yeah, anything else. Her sister started at GoFundMe, so that they're collecting finances on that as well, which is amazing. And we're going to live,
awesome,
because we're sold out. Tomorrow, that we're going to live stream the show. So
Oh, nice.
It'll be on our Facebook, yeah, between 3 and 6 p.m.
Real quick, just kind of run down some of the silent auction items and silent auction items and stuff like that.
Of course. And we're also actually going to put the silent auction items online as well. We have a very beautiful guitar donated by Diesel Music. And in Canada, we have the CCMA, so the Canadian Country Music Awards. So he was producer of the year at the last CCMAs, and he has a signature guitar, a baritone guitar. So one of those we have for auction. We also have Brett Kissel signed a guitar, an acoustic guitar. Then we have another acoustic guitar that all the artists who are performing tomorrow have signed, as well as Aaron Pichette and Hunter Brothers, Kira Isabella, and David James. And then we have two tickets to the 2020 CCMA Awards, four tickets to the Ontario Country Music Awards. We have different festival tickets, so have a great Stampede, Manitoulin Country Fest, and Country Wild have also made different ticket packages.
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, am I? I'm in the middle of the country right now, so I was. That's what I'm worried
that
about.
That makes sense. Trust me. Trust me. I'm in the middle of the country too. I mean, I'm literally so far out in the country it's just not even funny. So I understand that completely.
Sorry, Murph. I guess me saying right now I'm in downtown Nashville is not making things any better, huh?
It's
not you have the best coverage. The other two, yeah.
Well, Stacey, I got a quick question for you here. For the benefit here, you met Cadence in 2009 with CMT's Karaoke Star. You have been friends ever since, fast friends from that. I mean, this has got to be taking a toll on you and the girls. I mean, where do you see yourselves if she doesn't end up getting, you know, better to tour anymore? Or what's going to happen with keeping her a part of the band if something does happen?
We've discussed this. I think at the end of the day, we sort of feel like we're writers first. So,
absolutely.
You know, worst case scenario, we would still write together. We would still, maybe pitch stuff to other artists, pitch stuff to film and television. One of the, you know, they give cadences as to go through the last few weeks. They kind of run you through like a course almost to get you prepared for the transplant. And it's just like worst case scenarios. And in one of those classes, they said, you know, you might not be able to sing again, like, again, worst case scenario. So we would just keep music alive as much as we could as friends. I think at the end of the day, obviously it wouldn't work with Runaway Angel, because when the band started, we were sort of like, if anyone leaves the band, like, that's it, you know, it's the three of us or it's nothing. So I think we would just keep writing and keep hanging out as friends, and because that's where the love and the passion is.
Absolutely. That's really cool to hear that, you know. And, the heart of music is through artists, just singer-songwriters. And to be able to do that, I mean, it speaks volumes. Y'all have some great music. You guys need to check out their album, Zero. I saw that on your website. Did a lot of research on it. The music's great. I mean, I'm definitely putting on rotation with KWA Country. So our prayers go out to Cadence, and I hope that you guys just have an amazing show tomorrow. It sounds like you're going to have a great show for her, and I just hope that the money comes tenfold for her and everything works out to where y'all will still be able to do what you love, is tour and be a band. And if for some reason that doesn't, you can always send us music, and we'll make sure it gets played and give you plenty of attention.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
And the same goes for me. I mean, I've played you guys, like I said, numerous times on the show. And if worse comes to worse, just keep sending the music, and I'll keep playing it for you.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
I've got to tell you, Kevin. Runaway Angel currently holds a record on my indie country radio show.
Oh, all right.
They What's the record?
Six. They have six number one songs on the show.
Aw, we do?
That's absolutely amazing. Wow.
That is amazing. Thank you.
And the thing about it is, I have nothing to do with voting. It's all completely fan voted. So.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear that people are connecting.
Agreed. And so I wanted to ask too, real quick before we let you get out of here, where can people or how much were tickets before it sold out?
Yeah, they were $25 each.
I know Cadence said something about where a website people can go to be donor matches and stuff. What's that website again?
Yeah, so I believe one match is Canada and the U.S., and then also in Canada, it's blood.ca. And if I can just touch on it really quickly, because I know this means so much to Cadence, I think a lot of people, myself included, have a preconceived notion of how a bone marrow transplant works, and they think it's extremely invasive, and it used to be about 10 years ago, but now it's actually very, very easy. If you want to become a donor, all you do is you sign up at One Match or in Canada at blood.ca, and they'll send you a package. You just do a swab, and then from that swab, if somebody is diagnosed and you're a match, they'll contact you. And then it's basically like giving blood or giving plasma. It's a very, very easy procedure nowadays. It's not invasive at all. You just have to take like one day off work, basically, if not like a half day. And it's a lot easier than I think people realize. And the fact that people die waiting for a match is just extremely, extremely sad. Like Cadence was lucky enough to have a match in the bank, but if she didn't, you know, who knows 6 months, 3 months, 4 months from now if she would have survived. So I think it's really, really important. You have to be under 35 years of age to donate, just to get the word out and to let people know, like, if you're willing to give blood, this is no different, basically, and you literally save a life and be somebody's hero.
Now, speaking for myself, when I was younger, I used to be so beyond scared of needles. I mean, this is a sort of a funny story, but when I was younger, I was in the hospital a lot. When I was younger, maybe 3, 4, 5, I was in that hospital a lot. So whenever a nurses would come in to draw blood, I would literally hide under the bed sheet. But nowadays, these days, I'm just like, here, do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you get used to.
Before I let you go, I wanted to touch on something that Cadence told me through Facebook that just really sort of made me cry. If any of y'all don't know, in 2016, I went through something pretty traumatic in 2016, which the anniversary of that is coming up in about 2 weeks. But I commented on on one of Cadence's posts. I think it was about the GoFundMe, and she told me, she said this, she goes, I know you've had your share of challenges in this life, and you inspire me to keep going forward. That broke me. I was like, wow, that just absolutely broke me.
Aw. Yeah, Cadence is an amazing, amazing human.
Yeah. Yes, she is. And the next time you see her, please tell her that we're absolutely rooting for her.
I will, 100%.
You know, I've said this numerous times before, but y'all mean so much to me. Y'all sent me birthday cards, Christmas cards, whatever, and literally anything I can do for y'all, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
Aw, thank you. Appreciate it.
Vice versa. Did you have anything else? Did you have anything else for him, Kevin?
No, I piggyback off everything you say. I mean, and I feel like I've known y'all forever because of the way the Murph talks about you guys. And you ladies just have a amazing vocal ability, great melody, harmony. Same thing goes for me. I mean, like I said, I feel like I've known you forever. So if y'all need anything, feel free. Anything that Murph can help you out with, I'll be able to help you out with that as well. So you've got both of us in your corner. And I really wish Kate the best. We'll keep her in our prayers. And I know she's going to come out of this strong. You guys will be back together in no time.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kevin.
Thank you again so much for coming on and doing this with us today. This has been extremely informative.
Yeah, thank you so much, Cody. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And anyone who's tuned in to listen, I appreciate you taking the time.
This kind of came about on fairly short notice. I think I messaged you, what was it, last week? And asked if you'd come on?
Yeah. Just a few days ago, so, I think. But I'm glad we can make it work out.
Absolutely. And I know you've got a lot going on there, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you again for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks, Kevin. I do really, really appreciate it. I appreciate you getting the word out. And, like I said, if anyone wants to watch tomorrow, there's a ton of great artists performing. We might do a surprise performance. And it's from 3 to 6, and it'll be on our Facebook Live, so Runaway Angel. And then there'll be a link as well to the GoFundMe and stuff.
Oh, I'm definitely watching. I'm not going to miss this.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, Stacey, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
That went better than I expected. I expected to be a sobbing, blubbering mess.
Oh, I got you, Murph.
I fully expected to be a sobbing, blubbering mess. But that went a lot better than I expected.
Absolutely, you absolutely slayed it, man. I'm really glad. I'm glad I know you. When you sent that to me to have me help co-host that and be a part of it, it's just it means tenfold to be able to be a part of something that can help save a life. That's exactly what I stand for my whole life. So I can't thank you enough for that, Mark.
Before I let you go, too, I've got a funny story. It's about our NHL game the other day.
Oh, okay.
Dude, now that was my first time. That was my first time playing NHL online. Okay, so folks, Kevin messaged me, And he goes, do you want to get a game of NHL in, or maybe Madden? So I'm like, no Madden, because I will absolutely get schooled on Madden. I'm terrible at it. but I'll gladly take you on an NHL, because I was playing it at the time. So I was the Preds, which Kevin was kind of pissed about me being the Preds. He was kind of pissed about it. I'm not going to lie to you. But
just a little.
I'm just a little pissed, but whatever. So you ended up being the Sharks. You're a hometown Sharks. And
my home team.
Which is a good matchup. I mean, you had Thornton, Jones, I think Pavelski still played for the Sharks.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and we're sitting there, and pretty much all during the game, we're on Twitter back and forth, Twitter messaging each other back and forth, pretty much all during this game, okay? So, it gets to about maybe after the second period, no score. So I message Kevin, I'm like, dude, this may actually go to a shootout, which is my thinking. Totally my thinking. I'm like, this is going to a shootout because both goalies and both D's were absolutely playing lights out. They were just
absolutely
crushing it. Both goalies and both defenses were just brick walls. It got to about 5 minutes left in the third period. I'm thinking, well, this actually may come to a shootout because it was still scoreless with 5 minutes left in the period or in regulation. So regulation ends. I'm thinking, okay, game on, buddy. I had every intention of coming out just firing from all angles. I had every intention of that.
Oh, man.
So about 3 minutes into overtime, Pecorino, who had been an absolute stonewall all game, goes down on his side, trying to save a puck. Puck deflects out of his reach, right to Joe Thornton. Thornton tucks it short side. Kev wins the game. I'm like, that was luck.
It was a lucky shot.
That was such a lucky bounce. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, what a game, though. That was one of the best NHL games I've played online, and I usually don't play very much online because, like you say, I get schooled, but that one, that was one of the best games I've ever played.
It really was. We need a rematch soon.
I think we can make that happen. I think for all your Blog Talk fans, I think we can make that happen.
Awesome. Hey, buddy. I thank you again for stepping in as co-host on such short notice, man.
You know, when you need something, I'll do it on short notice at any time, especially when it comes to something like this. Runaway Angel, y'all need to check it out. Get their Zero album.
Definitely.
You can get it all on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere you can download music, you can get it. These girls are amazing. The show tomorrow, you don't want to miss out on that. I'm excited about watching the Facebook Live tomorrow myself. So, Murph, I can't tell you enough how proud I am of you for doing this. You put this all together in short notice, and this is all more reason why I have so much respect for you and why you are such an inspiration for me and what I do in online radio. I really mean it.
I'm already emotional, buddy. Just stop. I'm already emotional. I'm emotional enough as it is. So,
I'll tell you what. When
I get back
from Nashville, we'll play some hockey, and I'll make you a good emotional when I beat you again with the Sharks.
We'll see about that. Dude,
I love you, Murphy. Hey, thank you again for everything, man.
All right, man. I think I'm going to and let you go so you can get back to your national shenanigans, okay?
All right, man. Hey, keep listening to Blog Talk Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Kevin Williams right here. I'll tell you guys, if you miss it, you're missing out on a great dude right there.
But I'll talk to you later, man, okay?
Take care, Murph.
All right, man. See you. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the special edition of Weekdays with Murph. I wanted to say Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely and talented Courtney Graff joining us. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.